If you believe God for a miracle, and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Jesus said, find out how the kingdom works. God would not tell us to do something that we didn't need his help to do. If we could do it without his help, then where's the glory? And if you understand anything about God, you will begin to realize that when a door is open for you to give, God is telling you that immediately behind it is coming supernatural supply. Because his principle is, give and I'll give back to you. So if he's not giving you an opportunity to give, then there's nothing to give back to you. But that's only when you have discovered how the kingdom works. I'll put it to you in very simple layman's terms. The kingdom works the opposite of the world. You have heard, it has been said of old, an eye for an eye. If somebody hits you, a tooth for a tooth. If you think they're going to hit you, but I say, bless them that curse you. Pray for them which despitefully use you. If they smite you on the one cheek, turn the other cheek. What is he saying? The kingdom works contrary to the world. And there are many of us in here that will testify that I will stand there and let somebody slap me. And I'm with you. I'm with you. But I don't think Jesus is telling us to stand there and get slapped. He's simply saying that in the context of the kingdom, if you're promoting Christ and somebody walks up to you and says, I don't believe God is real, pow. Jesus said, you don't go to scuffling. Walk away. He said, well, you're going to live to regret that. Verse 31, the perception of themselves. So if you can't say anything positive, say nothing. There's a situation that was going on in my life, and I didn't want to tell people about it. It wasn't because I was trying to be CIA. It was because I wanted to stay in faith. See, people have a habit. They mean well, but they in their offering of support and comfort, they bring doubt. They start asking questions that you haven't even considered. What if? What are you going to do? What if it doesn't work? And now you've gone from I believe God to, oh my God, let me check my life insurance. Why? Because, see, God wants you to stay in faith. He says, the first thing they said was, we be not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger. So your perception is very important. Your perceptions are formed and framed by your past. How your parents taught you comes back to you when you're an adult. Very rarely, particularly in our culture, very rarely do we find children that have been verbally and emotionally abused rise above it as adults. In fact, statistics will show that those verbally abused children usually develop more narcissism and more of a neurotic mindset than a physically abused one, because the physical wounds can heal, but the emotional wounds don't heal, and for the rest of that person's existence, they will feel that they are nothing. Even though the Bible is telling them all these positive things, they can't grasp it. Now, you find this in church. And when you find someone who is very insecure in their own walk with God, you will find that it usually works out in them holding a position and choking it to death, because they don't feel that they're capable of being anything else unless they have a title or a responsibility so people can look up to me. Healthy people don't care about that because they know who they are based on what God says. Now, it goes on from there. It says, Verse 32, now this is the critical part. When your speech about yourself is improper, it will poison everything else. And they brought up an evil report of the land. That means that if you don't feel good and godly about you, then you won't feel good and godly about where you are. People who curse and complain about their environment are doing so because they don't feel good about themselves. And see, that can't happen. You are, the Bible declares, that you are the righteousness of God in Christ. But what does that mean? You are the example of God's righteousness. What we should convey to the world is our supernatural ability to rise above all of the things that the devil throws against us. We convey healing when sickness is diagnosed. We convey joy when sorrow comes. We convey peace when trials and tests come into our lives, because we are exemplifying what the Bible says we are in Christ. You ought to be full of joy, not because you're going to heaven, but because heaven is in you. Oh, yes. Heaven is in us. Heaven is in us. It's okay to go through a trial. Just don't lose your joy. Hold on to your joy more than anything else. Hold on to that which will sustain you. Because listen carefully, the trial will end. But the joy of the Lord endures forever. Tell your neighbor, hold on to your joy. Now listen to me. Joy is something that you may have to work up. I buy these little single servings of Snapple iced tea powder, and you pour it in a bottle of water, because sometimes water, it just gets boring. And so I got to do like eight 16-ounce bottles a day. And so after a while, it gets boring. So I take the Snapple powder, cut the top off, I pour it in the bottle of water, and it goes in all coagulated. Now, it immediately starts to change the color of the water, immediately. But the powder is sitting up on top. Now, the tea is in the water, but it's not of the water. It's in the water. Now, in order for me to make it of the water so that it becomes palatable, I gotta shake it. So I put the top back on, and I shake it. Whole lot of shaking going on. I shake it until there's no more visible signs of the powder. Then I pop open the cap and drink it down good. Amen. Okay, that's joy. Joy is living inside of us. It's there. It's deposited by the Holy Spirit. But until you shake it up. See, the joy is in you, but you ain't in the joy yet. So you got to shake it up. Say, well, then how do I shake it up? Go to the Psalms. Clap your hands. Pat your feet. Sing and leap for joy. Leap, the Bible says, leap for joy. What is he saying? Shake it up. Don't let the devil keep you in the powdered state. Shake it up. Amen. You know the champagne of the ghetto is Kool-Aid. I tell you, we are a blessed people. We can take junk food and make it, turn it into a Sunday meal. We're the only people alive that serves a picnic food for a Sunday formal meal, potato salad. We'll put potato salad on a Sunday meal, and it's a picnic food. We'll serve Kool-Aid at Thanksgiving, because we don't know no better. We just put it in there, the old red or grape, and put it in there. Then you got to put some water in the pack so you can get it all out and put that in there, and then you fill it up with 22 spoons of sugar, and then you pour it in the glass, and you got to have what? But it's all mixed up. Mama used to buy the Jiffy cornbread mix, and you buy the old Jiffy 3 boxes for $1, and you bring it home and you add the milk and you add the eggs and you put it, so everything of substance has to be mixed. Glory to God. The joy that is in you has to be mixed with your faith. It has to be mixed with your determination. You got to tell the devil, there's joy in here, and I'm not letting you take it out of me. I might feel down, but that joy is in there. I'm going to mix it with something. I'm going to mix my joy. I ain't letting you take my joy. You're not taking my joy. Mixing it. Tell your neighbor, mix it up. Man, you got to mix that joy. See, the devil will come. Jesus said, I've come that you might have life. Amen. Life. Life that goes beyond the devil's temptations, goes beyond the devil's grasp. It lets the devil know, you might throw things against me. I might be down for a moment, but I'm coming out. Listen, my Christian walk, it is not a 3-round exhibition. It's a 15-round championship fight. And you might have won the first few rounds, but I got a good corner man, and he's going to strengthen me. And I'm coming right back out, and I'm not going down. Each round, I become more aware of the grace and the power of God. You say, well, I don't have anything to praise God for. Borrow somebody's mirror and look at yourself. And here you sit, and somebody told you you would have been dead a long time ago. But God stood by you, even when you were not born again. Going into those bars, going into those cabarets, going into those clubs, shooting going on outside your door, but the angel of the Lord encamped round about you. You are a walking testimony of the power and the grace of God. You ought to have joy that he has not forsaken you, that he's with you in spite of what you may have done.
We pray that you were blessed and encouraged by the message you heard today. For a copy of this message in its entirety, call 800-869-1690. And when ordering, request ID number
10315A.
Today's message is available on CD for $7 and DVD for $12. Here at Bethel, we'd like to hear from you. To correspond with us directly, you may send emails to info@betheldeliverance.org or write to Bethel Deliverance International Church, 2901 West Sheltenham Avenue, Wincote, PA 19095. For more information about Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. and Bethel Deliverance International Church, visit betheldeliverance.org. Thank you for tuning in today. Keep climbing higher in the Word of God.
Exciting news! Bethel has gone prime time. Bethel's broadcast schedule now includes WTVE Channel 51 Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. Our regular broadcast will continue on WPPH Channel 50s on Sunday evenings at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. Tune in to get a word from the Lord. Praise it.